In the previous lesson, we learned how to talk about change and transformation using
なる.
An auxiliary verb that, when appended or tacked onto a noun or adjective, means the subject becomes something, someone, or some state. Now, last time, in the previous lesson, we introduced it with e adjectives. Remember, drop the final e, add
くなる.
This time, we'll learn how to use it with na adjectives and nouns. Now, this is a little bit easier. Naomi-sensei, in this case, all you have to do is add or tack on
になる.
To a noun or na adjective. Let's illustrate this with some examples. What do we have in the dialogue, Naomi-sensei?
この前、20歳になりました.
I just recently turned 20. So, the subject is missing. Can you put the subject in and say the sentence again?
この前、私は20歳になりました.
Let's dissect the sentence. First we have
この前.
Recently
私は.
I plus the topic marking particle は.
20歳.
20 years old.
になりました.
Became. So, literally, recently, I, 20 years old, became. But we translate it as, I recently turned 20. Now, Naomi-sensei, this sentence is a little tricky because we have the word 20.
Ah, 20歳.
20 years old. And it's a little bit of a tricky one because this is one of the few numbers that actually changes when it gets to 20 years old.
It has a special reading because 20 years old is a big age in Japan.
So, when somebody becomes 20 or 20 years old, we take the noun 20 and we follow it with
になる.
To become 20.
20歳になる means 大人になる, right?
Very good point. To become an adult. Let's practice with a few more examples. Naomi-sensei, how do we say happy in Japanese?
幸せ.
So, to become happy is
幸せになる.
Take the na adjective. And all we do is tack on になる, to become happy.
そうですね。シンデレラは結婚をして幸せになりました。
Cinderella got married and became happy. Let's have one more example. Can we have a noun?
人間.
Human.
So 人間になる means
to become human.
ピノキオは人間になりました。
Pinocchio became a human being.
Nice sample sentences, aren't they?
Not bad at all.